league, and you don't want to sound cavalier about it, but you got to go play. And so whoever's, you know, in that backup role, have to work this week on a short week and being prepared to play on Thursday. And, you know, we just got to keep rolling.
From a game planning standpoint, having just a few days to prepare for the changes.
That's a tough one. You know, I know we'll look at that heavily tomorrow, but not having a starting corner and, you know, a starting linebacker, you know, things could change. And well, I guess we won't know. I know the coaches will be here, you know, late tonight, early in the morning, you know, trying to figure out what we'll do. He's obviously hurt. You know, one thing I know is that these last few weeks, the way he's approached the game and his studying and knowing what he's going to get out there on the field, you know, has drastically improved. And, you know, to go out today, and I don't know if he got cut or just got caught on the ground or what happened, but that's tough. You miss a tough guy, you know. You miss a guy that I don't know. He hasn't missed a game. Well, he missed four last year, I think, with the spleen. But other than that, he hasn't missed any games. So I know that's going to be tough on him because he prides himself in being out there on that field. And for us, you know, we just miss another tough, good player. Well, we think so. And again, you know, we'll figure out what we're going to do tomorrow. But, you know, we got some talented guys in this room. And, you know, it don't matter at this point. They got to play. So we look for those guys to be prepared come Thursday.
Charles, when it's a non-contact injury, a plant thing, that's usually bad news.
Yeah, well, usually. But you just hope maybe this is one of those, you know, those times where it's not. Just feel bad for
them. NFL players always have to get over losing teammates, and it's kind of part of it. But with these two, with the stature of these two guys, does that make it a difficult psychological thing?
You can't let it affect you, you know, psychologically. The bottom line is those things do happen in this league, and that's why you practice every day. That's why guys come in and get reps during the week. You know, nobody's going to make it, or no team's going to have, you know, 100% of the guys make it all season. So you prepare for these things. You know, you hope, you know, your main guys don't go down. But if they do, then you got to plug somebody else in.
How do you view this performance? You know, the great first half and the second half, suppose that maybe shake here?
Well, at this point, you know, you celebrate the win, you know, today. And, you know, tomorrow we'll see all of the ugly, you know, from the game, especially, like you say, the second half. And, you know, we'll be ready come Thursday.
It's a lot of focus on Aaron and the sack numbers and where they were. But just in terms of playing the defense, how is he, what you've seen, how has he done this year?
Who was that today?
Aaron Campbell.
I thought he was doing well. You know, I'm not sure, you know, how he felt about the defense and coming in this season and switching schemes. But I know one thing, nobody worked harder at it and trying to be a productive player on this team. And, you know, I know he was excited about, you know, especially, you know, how we played last week and being able to get back out and doing some good things today. And, you know, to see a guy that you know works hard at the game and loves the game go down, you know, in both cases with him and Al, is a tough deal.
Charles, what was the difference in the second half? Did the defense just take the foot off the gas?
No, we didn't take the foot off the gas. We just made too many minimal mistakes. And, you know, just because you're up on a team doesn't mean they're going to quit. And they didn't quit. We gave them some big plays in that second half and let them hang around and gave them some confidence. And, you know, this league, you gotta stay consistent, you know, throughout the whole game. And we didn't.
Is this week going to be even more challenging to prepare for with the loss of both Aaron and Al being a short week, knowing that we don't have as much time to even evaluate how they are?
Well, it's not going to be hard to prepare. I mean, we're all professionals, you know, in this game. So we'll come in. We know what we've lost. And, you know, coaches, again, they'll spend a lot of time tonight and in the morning figuring out what we'll do. And then it's up to the guys to just come in and execute.
Davis becoming a little bit more security blanket on my conference zone for Alex there tonight once he started hitting down at their offense.
Yeah, and, you know, we know who their weapon is, and, you know, we didn't do a good job of just recognizing that and making sure that he didn't beat us. And he made some big plays, got him in some good field position to score number one. So, You know, you got a big play guy like that. You got to recognize what he's trying to do to you. And we know when he gets in some of those sets where he's going. And we got to be in position to cover that.
What do you think of Davis as a player?
You know, he's a good player. You know, he's a good player. He's one of those rare, you know, tight ends that can get up and down that field just as fast as a receiver. So he does present matchup problems to a lot of teams, especially when you have, you know, your linebackers and that type of thing on him. I think he's gotten better. You know, since he's been in this NFL, he's gotten a ton better.